I am talking to Sean Benesch, who is the CFO of what is going to be the newest rage in the Asia Pacific area, which is Flock Hill, located on the South Island of New Zealand. And Flock Hill's been around a long time. I know because I was there not too long ago, but maybe a long time ago in current terms, when Narnia just came out, the film series. And Flock Hill's terrain actually stood as the backdrop for the epic battle in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So I have been there, and the place is fantastic. But it wasn't a lodge. So can you just talk a little bit about the history of Flock Hill, because it has a pretty lengthy history, and bring us up to date, and then we'll sort of go into what's happening in December, which is pretty significant and exciting.
Excellent. Lark, thank you, first of all, for having me and being taking the time to talk about Flock Hill. We really appreciate it.
Well, this is Lark Gould for Insider Travel Report.
Yes.
And hopefully this will work.
All right. Well, I'll start in 1857, Lark, when Flock Hill, I mean, going back to 1857, was when it first became a working sheep station. In fast forward till today, it's still a working station. Back then, the original homestead was there. Now we have a new one. But yeah, it's been a wonderful working sheep station here, and we've improved it in the last few years. And now it's a New Zealand's newest and ultra-lux luxury lodge.
Yeah. But it wasn't a lodge then. How did the lodge concept come about?
That is a great question. We actually, we had a group of partners, owners that had gotten into the property, and they started to improve the farm. Some of them actually grew up on farms.
Yes.
And over time, as they went down, they realized how special the property was. And eventually, after having been to New Zealand and seen some of the other luxury lodges, they realized that it was something that we really needed to share with other people.
I think before then, it was more of an events area. You'd have people in, and the meals were incredible, and
yes,
it was a sheep farm.
Yes, it was a sheep farm, and it was a stop on the road.
A stop on the road, right,
yes, right.
Right. And it still could be,
yes,
except that you stay a while.
That's right, you stay longer.
Now, talk about what's going on in December. Right now, you have an incredible four-bedroom homestead, a place that you stay, I would say a house. huge, and you're there by yourself or with your family, and it's just you. Tell us what's going on in December.
Yeah, so in December, we unveil our new villas. And so we have our homestead right now, which is just over 9,000 feet of, it's four bedrooms, it's got a media room, it's available on buyout, private chef, pool. And that's been open for the last year and a half, two seasons. And then in December, the new villas come on board, and those are 14 rooms, can be configured in one or two bedrooms with a lounge, and definitely accessible to the high-end discerning guest. And they open in December, and they'll be absolutely wonderful.
And actually, so that all told, you'll be able to accommodate 28 guests?
28, and then with the homestead, just over 30, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That is nice. And they're going to be in ranges, because right now the homestead is an incredible venue.
Yes.
It was in the, I understand that it was in the Golden Globes gift basket.
It was.
So
yes,
You'll probably be having some celebrities,
yes,
come there. But it's a very pricey for a certain type of client or guest. Let's describe the guest that is ideal for the homestead, ideal for the villa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the homestead guest, the homestead is accessible to groups as well. But yes, we've had celebrities at the homestead. We've had CEOs, we've had heads of organizations, diplomats, you name it. And that's in the first year and a half. And we've just seen an increase in the uptake of it. And we're just really excited to see how that continues to develop, that product. On the villa side, definitely, you know, it's not, you can buy one bedroom, you don't need all four. Unless you want, we're happy if you want to take them. But absolutely, yes. Yeah, so it's definitely more accessible. All our guests, whether they're at the homestead or they're in the villas, definitely a sophisticated traveler, well-traveled. There's not a lot that's going to surprise them. But we believe we are next level. We really do. We're 36,000 acres.
That's incredible.
We're huge.
It's an ocean.
multiple activities to all different tastes. We have families, we have children, we have grandparents. It's just a wonderful quintessential New Zealand experience.
Yeah, it is. And what's also kind of interesting about it is that it's all inclusive. So, and it sounds like it's inclusive of experiences you will not get anywhere else.
That's right.
Can you discuss those?
Absolutely. And I've experienced them myself. I've been all over the property. We have horse trekking or horseback riding. We have a wonderful activities team. You can walk in our boulders. We've got the Chronicles of Narnia was filmed there, yeah. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
You can stand on Aslan's Rock. You can see the battlefield. Yeah, it's really quite special. You know, we're bordered. We have 40 kilometers, 25 miles of streams and rivers around and throughout the property. And so at any time, you can go fishing, you can go pack rafting. You know, all these things are available. ATV tours, e-biking is huge. We've got paths we built. It's really a playground, and it's available exclusively to people that stay there.
And it also is a stop on the way, you know, on Arthur's Pass, which is an easy and actually must do alpine trip on the train. Can you discuss that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can, getting there once you arrived in Christchurch is pretty straightforward. You can drive, it's, 80, 90 minutes. You can hop on the Transalpine Railway, which goes coast to coast, but there's a stop that you can get off. We'll come pick you up. And that's really where your journey begins when we pick you up for us. And then helicopter. We have helicopters in and out. And so that's a wonderful way to arrive. It's accessible really to all guests. It's not unattainable. Every guest, I think, should really look at that option. It's pretty easy to get to.
So the helicopter thing would actually be for a transfer, but you can also use it to go different places.
Correct.
In the vicinity.
Yes.
Or tour the property.
That's right.
Strong. Is there a private airport anywhere?
So private airports, really we're working with Christchurch Airport. And I should note, the Christchurch Airport actually has seen an uptick recently in travel versus other airports, Auckland. Travel to New Zealand is increasing post-pandemic. It's just a great story all around.
It really is. Can you talk about the, since we're here actually to experience some of the food, and your chef flew the distance to basically, here we are in Santa Barbara, but his whole philosophy is local. So we're not having sheep. but please tell me about the food choices, how that works, the picnics. And it's all happening, I know, at the Sugarloaf restaurant, but maybe there's a whole
program
involved.
The Sugarloaf is probably a great kickoff point just to talk about. It's our main lodge, our restaurant. We've got a full kitchen bar seating, and it really is the hub of the food, the product, and the theme. So Taylor Cullen, who is our head chef, is joining us. He's joined us now. He's here, and his whole theme is from the land. And so his goal is that 90% of what he serves is coming from Phloc Hill. We grow it ourselves, or we source it locally. And so he's really driving that new vision. Really, the market's demanding it. Experiential travel, wellness, know where your food is from. He's got a vision for that, and we're extremely excited to see how that develops.
Yeah, I could see that he really has control of the kitchen, even here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you have a range of stays, which is great. So you have a range of ways that travelers can take advantage of Phloc Hill. One of them is, as you mentioned, on your way back from Europe. Let's talk about how travel agents can really, or travel advisors, I should say, can really bring out this product in a way that maybe is creative or will fit into people's itineraries.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think, as you know, post-COVID travel really is focused on maybe longer stays at one or two places. For New Zealand, for those that have traveled there, they know the product, North South Island. We are now, we're South Island, normally unexplored, starting to become more and more explored. Mm-hmm. I think as the newest luxury lodge offering, Ultra Lux, we are going to be on people's radars as they do their itineraries. And I think even with our partners, we have a lot of partners. It's a small community. We all work well together. And I just think we'll end up being on people's paths. So as far as getting to New Zealand goes, we have a partner in Air New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We have you can fly many airlines, but Air New Zealand, obviously in country, can get you anywhere you want to go within an hour or two on your departure time. From the U.S., increased flights, direct flights out of New York, obviously you can get there L.A., San Fran, from just about anywhere.
Plus they have some new seat products that are pretty unique.
Yes, they do. That's right.
So it's worth trying.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you do want travel advisors to know something specific about Flock Hill that they might not know before, maybe the best kept secret that they can really run with, what might that be?
I think that's a good question. There's so much. And I think it really comes back to the refined wilderness, which is effectively our tagline. It's hard to explain in words until you've been there. Mm-hmm. You get there, time stands still. You have the stars. You have, you've got 36,000 acres. There's just so much there. It really is just all encompassing. It really just is being there and being present, and the wellness and the mindfulness that comes with it. It's just, that's it. That's, I think you'll find it, and they can be there. They'll be there longer.
Sign me up.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.